Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Tulsa's Kendall Whittier neighborhood, perhaps Tulsa's most diverse neighborhood, is now poised for new redevelopment. The city has now entered into a partnership with the Kendall Whittier Main Street organization. Whittier Square is just named into the National Registry of Historic Places. New money is flowing into the neighborhood from Route 66 groups as well as the National Park Service. And there's a new multi-use housing area in the planning stage. The heart of all these activities is the Kendall Whittier Main Street organization. I'm joined by their executive director, Nancy Phelps. The Main Street is kicking off a new fundraising program to help build awareness of the community, as well as build financial support for various nonprofit agencies located in Kendall Whittier. The first of four signature event series takes place this Saturday, titled A Red Hot Night in Kendall Whittier. It takes place at the historic Fire Station No. 7, located at 6th and Lewis, which has now been converted into an architectural firm. Throughout the year, this signature event series will look to showcase historic structures and great organizations in the Kendall Whittier neighborhood. Nancy Phelps is my guest today on Studio Tulsa. Nancy Phelps, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
When we think of Main Street associations, we think of a lot of times the small towns, the where it was at one point a state highway going right through the middle of the town. We really don't think of them in big urban areas. And I guess the Kendall Whittier Main Street Association is really about one of just a few here in the state that are in urban areas.
Yes, you're exactly right. Fortunately, I've had the opportunity to be a director of a small town program and also now an urban program. And the Main Street program did begin as a small area, as you were talking about, on the drag down Main Street in most towns. A number of years ago, the state and the National Main Street program looked at it as if in a large urban setting, in a large city, there's significant areas that have historic relevance. And when a group of stakeholders in the neighborhood, about 2.5, almost 3 years ago, approached the state regarding the Kendall Whittier area, it had absolutely everything that most small town programs would enjoy having. Admiral was originally Route 66. So you have that compiled with all the historic buildings, all the history in general that came around that. That particular area was the shopping mecca of the city of Tulsa at the time.
It was really the first, I don't want to say suburb, because, we think of suburbs as Broken Arrow and,
right.
and big communities outside of the city limits. But it was the first expansion really beyond downtown.
It was. And, the interesting thing, and I go back and I as I learn more and more history of this area and see some of the pictures in the early 20s and the 30s, there were over 100 businesses within just that small area right there. And that would be what our hopes were, is to see how the area once was and the potential of having that be that again is what I think drew attention to the area from a state and national level, as well as what everybody in this district kind of knew about it anyway,
Of course, like several other neighborhoods of historic character, we drove an interstate right through the heart of the neighborhood, in this case, I-244, really separating the Kendall and Whittier area.
And I think that, you're right, that did have division amongst the area. But I think, with different entities, Main Street included, along with several other organizations, just trying to redevelop and to hopefully bring back that togetherness, that camaraderie, that because both areas are really one. And that's what we need to really highlight and get rid of that division,
now,
that dividing line.
What are the boundaries of the Kendall Whittier neighborhood for, geographic purposes? Does it go over to north of I-244?
It does.
Because Whittier School was
exactly
existed north of there.
There's several different areas. For instance, the Kendall Whittier area is from 11th Street all the way north to Dawson Road.
Okay.
We go to the east over to Utica. And then to the west, we go to Harvard. That's actually the Kendall Whittier area.
So that includes the University of Tulsa.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, the Kendall Whittier Main Street area is a little smaller than that. We still have a little more than 3 square miles of a Main Street district. We go from 11th Street north to Independence. To the east, we go to the University of Tulsa. And then we go 3 blocks west of Lewis. So included in that, of course, is schools and churches, of course, our university, businesses, And the unique thing about our Main Street program is it has such a neighborhood presence. And that's a little untypical of some of the normal, what you would think of Main Street programs. You know, in the program that I was with before, it was with Collinsville. And we started that program about 11 years ago. And we had an area right downtown, which was Highway 20. And we at the time started with four blocks, and we expanded it a few blocks. And that's what you normally would think of.
And it's really business development along that street, basically.
Your retail, your development, where your economic development impact could really affect the city. Because, you know, you want to highlight the buildings, you want to highlight the businesses and bring into the city. Our Kendall Whittier Main Street program, you know, has all of that, plus the opportunity to include neighbors, include our businesses, our students, our churches. It's actually a community.
And one of the things about the Kendall Whittier neighborhood is it's an incredibly diverse neighborhood. It's a melting pot, really, very multicultural. You have a Hispanic population in there and services for them as well. We have some areas of poverty within it, low socioeconomic neighborhoods. You have big institutions like University of Tulsa. You have these entrepreneurs that are trying to build new businesses like Las Americas. It's a very interesting area. It's a great deal of potential.
And we really are known as the most diverse neighborhood and community in the city. As you said, we have our Hispanic population is great, not only, you know, being of greatness, but also in number. I think that adds such a great addition to the neighborhood because culturally we can have fabulous events that some areas of town may not be familiar with. You know, not only that, we've got our elementary school is one of the largest there is, as well as Educare. So, you know, you have all these components that you mix together. And from not only a Main Street perspective, but a community perspective, that allows us to showcase this area even more so.
So let's talk about some of the things you've been trying to do with Main Street. Some of the things are already happening, I guess. The first is Whittier Square is now on the National Registry of Historic Places.
Yes,
how important is that to that square?
We were absolutely thrilled to death actually a week ago today to get that designation. There was a grassroots group of individuals that worked together several months ago to start that application process. And it's a very difficult application process. There's many, many things that you have to meet, many application processes that you have to go through. You know, when we got the designation, we just knew that what a lot of us in the area knew this area had the potential of. Others are recognizing that now as being the same. I think a lot of it had to do not only with structurally the buildings and the visual things that you see, but again, ADMIRA was originally Route 66 that came through Oklahoma and through Tulsa. So that in itself give it just, I think, that little push of, okay, Route 66, that kind of, because we all know now that Route 66 is considered on 11th Street. So our Kendall Whittier area is that's our bookends.
Two different Route 66, yeah.
That's right.
Admiral at one point and then 11th Street.
So you look at all of those significances, and to get that designation, we were just very honored.
And we should mention that with that Route 66 designation of Admiral and 11th Street, additional monies are from the National Park Service.
There's actually a couple of different opportunities. With it being Route 66, there's some Route 66 coalition money. There's also tax credits that are available now for those folks who want to come in and restore some of those buildings, up to 40% tax credits.
And now that's important because you have this mix of businesses in Whittier Square. You have some great tenants, and then you have some empty spaces, and you have some that are, you know, it's probably fairly cheap rent. And so how do you, you know, take advantage of the businesses that are there and attract new businesses to that square?
Well, you know, of course, we've got Ziegler's, and we've got the Circle Cinema, and then there's some other ones also in the
You know,
mix,
you had Swinney's Hardware for years. Unfortunately, that's gone now.
But and those are, I think, the three, you know, or several of the three things that you know, when you mentioned those names, that's immediately what you thought of was the Kendall Whittier area. And for that, we're very thankful. And of course, we're thrilled to have them in the neighborhood. What we also have the opportunity to bring people not only for those locations, but for developers and for interested parties that are looking to either relocate or maybe buy and restore a building, we have that opportunity too. There's not a lot of places in town that have some open space that are still, in my opinion, very affordable. You know, if there were these size buildings, for instance, the Sweeney Building, if there was that size of a building located in other areas of the city, you know, it would be greatly expensive. So, you know, the price is right. The opportunities are there for renovation as far as the tax credits. There may be some other opportunities and grants out there that these buildings would also apply for. You know, through the State Main Street program, we have a state architect that can help with some of the drawings and the sketchings for the building. We have a state interior designer, and she can come in and also provide some ideas and mock-ups and sketches. All of these services through Main Street and Kendall Whittier having that designation, those services are free of charge to a potential building owner or a business owner.
Now, I was just talking with the Circle Cinema folks just the other day, and of course, they've been wanting to get extra movie screens at that theater for some time. And I think they're at the point where that's going to happen here, probably within the next 6 months or at least a year. That's going to, I mean, if you have two or three movie theaters, that brings a lot more people into the neighborhood. And from what I understand, this could be the sort of spark, because all of a sudden, if you have, say, 100,000 people coming to a movie theater a year, you all of a sudden a restaurant becomes a viable option, which there is a restaurant space, but it's been sort of revolving. It hasn't, people haven't been able to make a go there yet.
Well, you know, I think several years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I think the folks, the Helen Van Curen architecture, landscape architecture firm that purchased the fire station on 6th and Lewis, when they came in and totally restored and renovated the fire station, I think that was one of the first projects actually that catapulted change for people to visually see what can actually happen to a building once it's restored. They did an absolute fabulous, beautiful job to that building. And I think that being able to, you know, visually see the improvements, and actually you go into this building and you think, well, I just thought that was an old fire station. And then you walk in and, you know, it's just beautiful.
You have the Fab Lab.
That's exactly, Fab Lab. And so you start going down the street and then, of course, Circle Cinema. You know, that's one of our top goals, is to see that theater completed. As you mentioned, you know, just having folks drawn to that area from not only just the city, but the whole surrounding area to come there. You know, the more people that you have come to your area, the more exposure it is, seeing all the great things that are happening here. I love it when I hear someone say, you know, you mentioned the Circle Cinema, and they think of maybe what it was 10, 15 years ago.
X-rated movie.
That's a whole other story.
Adult theater cinema,
but
yeah,
exactly. Right. And when you start talking about this, and they'll say, Nancy, you know, Circle Cinema? And I said, yeah, come with me, and let's go look at it. And they'll go in, and they're just in awe of what it is, and they're hooked. You know, they're coming back, they're bringing their families, they're going back, and they're telling their friends, the people that they work with, and then all of a sudden, they're coming to the Circle for movies.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's locally owned.
That's
and
right.
It's showing films off the beaten path.
It's that good feeling place.
Yeah, and
go.
The other thing is, is they're doing, like, all sorts of free films, just you know, for various groups. And I think that's a real cool component of that.
Yeah, and in July, actually, I believe it's on Thursday afternoons, they open it up for a couple of hours in the afternoon for the neighborhood children and for children to come and watch movies.
Is that something the kids actually take advantage of?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, in fact, they've expanded it to where not only the theater is actually full, that they've, the overflow of children aren't turned away. They're placed out in the quad.
And yeah, they have a little extra screen out there.
So they have, you know, the same
movie
in both places. Yeah.
So that's obviously a big goal. Mm-hmm. Now, you also have, you know, back when the university had less housing on campus, you know, there was a whole influx of building multi-unit housing, which was, I assume it was to serve the university at one point, but, you know, the way the focus of the university changed, and that became really low-income multifamily housing. Now, a lot of that is still there, but a lot of it has been cleared off. And there's a lot of empty land. If you haven't been down Lewis in a while, you go, what happened?
Am I in the same place?
Yeah. So what is happening with that?
Well, I tell you what, I think the development that is coming in through not only the Kaiser Foundation, but the developers, McCormick, Salazar, and Barron, they looked at this area, again, like we all have over the last couple of years, and thought, okay, we want to get involved in here. The apartments that were there, as you'd mentioned, are gone. That in itself, I think, began a different attitude toward the area. And you're right, people drive by and think, well, where did those go? You know, and just to see the vast amount of land and the potential that that has. The development that's coming in, of course, there's multi-use buildings going in, which are fabulous. That'll give an opportunity for office space, restaurants, also some TU graduate housing. The apartment areas will be apartments and condos, some duplexes kind of thing. Absolutely fabulous. One of the things that we dearly appreciated as from a Main Street perspective is the fact that they took the historic area and kept that in mind. So
your buildings fronting on Lewis are still standing.
Some of them are, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to know that, oh my gosh, that's a new development, but it will be as if it visually, you know, fits very well into the neighborhood. They're absolutely beautiful, as well as an expansion to the park that it butts right up to the schools in the new complex, the new West Park complex.
Yeah. Now, we talked earlier about the diversity. When you start having huge new developments, a lot of times we think of that as a gentrification of the neighborhood, and the people that were a part of the neighborhood are priced out of it. Now, is this a part of the thinking of Main Street to make sure that you have sort of a diverse mix of people?
We want Kendall Whittier to be for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's not just specified for certain groups of people. We don't want that at all. We want everyone to feel welcome in the Kendall Whittier area. Now, the way I understand it, there'll be certain and different levels of individuals and price ranges in those apartments too. So there may be some folks that were relocated with assistance that, you know, are going to move back. And that's great because, you know, their children were involved in the schools, in the daycares. There may be different programmings. I mean, some of the kids might have went to Fab Lab over to Savage Art. So this was their neighborhood. And we definitely want to have them back. You know, there's other folks that once they were relocated, they found other places in the city to live as well. And, but they will always probably call Kendall Whittier home.
All right. My guest today is Nancy Phelps, the executive director of the Kendall Whittier Main Street Association. The Kendall Whittier neighborhood is hosting their first signature event, which takes place this Saturday from 7 to 10 at the Firehouse No. 7, which is now an architectural firm, a beautiful restoration of that firehouse. It's part of the first of four events throughout the year, which will raise money for a variety of good works in the Kendall Whittier neighborhood. What are you raising money for, basically?
I tell you, the idea of this fundraising endeavor is something that I think a lot of nonprofits have always been able to hope to work together for, but there just hasn't been that perfect timing. This is the perfect timing for our signature event series. We are partnering with Kendall Whittier Incorporated, which is our neighborhood emergency food pantry and community grow garden. And we're also partnering with Circle Cinema Foundation, which, of course, as we've already talked about, we do want to see those theaters and those screens opened. And this could be the beginning or the continuation of that fundraising endeavor.
Let's talk about Kendall Whittier Incorporated. Mm-hmm. People may not know. We think of the food bank as being the Eastern Oklahoma Community Food Bank, but actually Kendall Whittier has its own food pantry for people who need emergency assistance.
They do.
They do a lot of other things too, don't they?
Yes, they do. They've got a wonderful group that works together to make that component very effective in our neighborhood. They've got a great board of directors. They've got staff on board. What they do is they work hand in hand with the local schools and the churches, and they find those families who are in need. You know, it's not one of those programs that's widely advertised as being a food pantry. They like to keep it more specialized in families in the neighborhood who maybe going just through a really, really rough time, but they don't want to have to ask. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important for our teachers and our principals and our pastors of our churches to say, you know, this family may have lost a loved one, may have lost a job, and, you know, great family, they just need a little bit of help. Kendall Whittier Inc. will find out about this, of course, and then they'll go and they'll deliver anonymously food mm-hmm. and supplies for the family.
Of course, that's where this whole, you know, you have these great institutions mm-hmm. in the area. You have mm-hmm. churches
yeah.
That are also doing their own, you know, for everything from the parish church. I think there's a Lutheran church. Mm-hmm. There's four or five churches in the area. Mm-hmm. And are they working well together as part of this?
I think that is one of the things that attracted me to this area to become the executive director is how it seems as if we have all these great hidden jewels in the neighborhood, you know, from our churches, from our schools, from our different organizations and nonprofit organizations. And, you know, everyone is in it for the good of the neighborhood. It's great when all of those entities blend together and kind of come full circle with each other and realize that it's not silos. You know, we need to work together, so we need to take down those silos. We need to work together and move forward as a group, a total group.
And I was going to say the churches are one area, but mm-hmm. the other is the elementary school, which is a bit of a different school. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is one of those things where teachers are noticing who doesn't have clean clothes, for mm-hmm. example, or mm-hmm. Is not seem to have food at home.
Right.
And then there are, you know, everything from EduCare to everything else to step in and help those families.
I think that was another thing that I was so impressed with this area as a former educator. I appreciated the fact that the faculty and staff of our schools, Kendall Whittier Elementary, EduCare, San Miguel, and of course others, Crosstown Learning Center, and as well as our churches, you know, they take a personal connection. They have a personal commitment to their students to where they do see that there are certain needs and they want to do their very best to work with others in the neighborhood to correct those.
My guest today is Nancy Phelps, Executive Director of Kendall Whittier Main Street, as we talk about the Main Street effort in the Kendall Whittier neighborhood, which is roughly Dawson Road to 11th Street, Utica to Harvard, which encompasses the University of Tulsa. Of course, the University of Tulsa is a big partner. I know we're asked to do lots of things here at the university to help out with various efforts in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. The Kendall Whittier signature event, the first one takes place this Saturday. There is a series of four. It'll involve art off the square, which I assume would involve Ziegler's and your art organizations mm-hmm. there. Rolling out the red carpet, which will take place in February. That'll be at the Circle Cinema. Mm-hmm. And then the Taste of Kendall Whittier at the St. Francis Xavier Church, which sounds like that's going to be a big food event.
It will be.
And mm-hmm. The first one is Red Hot Night at the Old Firehouse Number mm-hmm. 7, which is a Saturday night. And these events, they involve what? Music, food, you know, just people mixing, or what exactly? What's the focus of the evenings?
The focus of each of the events is to showcase, for instance, Saturday night in the fire station. We want to hold each of these events in a historic venue to showcase it as that building once was. And who may be housing that facility.
So this first event, you're going to say, you know, for people who remember this as a firehouse,
exactly.
I haven't been by 6th and Lewis in a while. Here's what you can do with an old building make it new and exciting and you know, a great opportunity for your business.
Every one of our buildings has a story in itself. And this is kind of a unique way of highlighting that from a preservation perspective. We also want to share our great partners and our building owners and our business owners and share with the community what each area provides and the services they have. Each of the four different events also will benefit the three organizations. So we'll, each of the organizations will benefit from proceeds from each of these. We want to have food, music, you know, entertainment. It's going to just be that perfect fun party setting, you know, that you learn from experiences, from what happened in certain areas in the buildings in the neighborhood. Learn more about the, again, hidden jewels in our neighborhood. Did you know that this was over here? I can't believe this is over here. Just look at the development that's happening over here. You know, see our family, see our families walking together, riding bikes together. You know, this is a very walkable, you know, neighborhood. And you see that mostly in this neighborhood. It would be great to replicate that throughout the city as, you know, a healthy neighborhood.
As you look at the city's future, mm-hmm. you if you can revitalize this, this becomes an obvious node for any future expansion in public transit. Because at one point, the streetcar went right to 6th and Delaware.
6th Street. That's right. Yeah. In fact, we've got a historic marker project that we're working on in the Kendall-Whittier area where we will place throughout our district 19 historic markers. First one will be the Charlie Turnaround right there at 6th in front of Savage Art Garden, Art Gallery, excuse me, and the gallery on 6th. And, you know, that could become a bike trail. That could become a walkable type tour that you want throughout the neighborhood. So, you know, those are the programming from an economic development standpoint to, you know, of course, the buildings are a significant part of our program. But not only just the methodology of Main Street could actually be replicated throughout the city. You know, there's all these little areas that have certain things that draw people there. And that really could be, you know, we could expand this throughout the city.
Now, when we think of Main Street districts, we also mm-hmm. usually think of that as a partnership between the Main Street and the city. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that's not necessarily been the case, but I understand that's in the process or is changing now.
It is now. It's a great partnership. Yeah.
So is the city now helping the Main mm-hmm. Street district?
The city helped us just a few months ago with some emergency funding to get us through our fiscal year. Mm-hmm. We petitioned the city with, you know, a help of a great team, you know, our counselor, and not only in Kendall-Whittier, but also in Red Fork. And, you know, you have true believers that understand what Main Street, not only the methodology, but the reality of what can happen as a result of a Main Street program. And I think once you have that group that is completely sold in the belief of this, you know, we approached the city. They were very receptive, so much that they are supporting our program now.
Now,
and we are so thankful.
Are we going to start seeing street improvements at some point?
You know, those are the next steps. And mm-hmm. we hope that streetscapes, you know, street improvements, all of those have the potential in a Main Street district. Now that the partnership with the city is flourishing, you know, who knows what the potential is and all what right. our future holds.
All right. We look forward to seeing a new development in the Kendall-Whittier area. Nancy Phelps, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Nancy Phelps is the executive director of the Kendall-Whittier Main Street. Kendall-Whittier Main Street will be hosting a signature event series, the first of four events throughout the next year. It begins Saturday at 7 o'clock at the historic fire station number 7 located at 6th and Lewis. It's titled A Red Hot Night in Kendall-Whittier. For more information on the signature event series and the activities of Kendall-Whittier Main Street, visit historickwms.com. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.